We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It is juice slush day. What the heck is that all about? We'll find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, juice slush day, slushy, I guess you could call it, right? You know, like I'm thinking of like the lemonade slushy that I get from, I don't know, like a boardwalk or a fair or something, or Giants game. Yeah, you know, as you know, I'm a Giants fan. I'm also thinking of spiked slushies, you know what those are, like, yeah, kind of like a margarita type of thing, perhaps, right? You might even call some of those a lushy, depending on what you put in those. According to School Nutrition and Fitness, the main difference between a smoothie is the consistency of, you know, the different drinks here. You've got the consistency of a milkshake in a smoothie, and you've got a much thicker consistency than you do in the slushy drinks. There you go. Maybe it's a Slurpee. We can go with that, too. That's what I've always called them. Anyway, a smoothie is also usually blended with yogurt or milk or fruits or juices. A slushy, it's more like ice and fruit juice. And there you go. So have yourself a slushy today. And this is going to be a weird food combination because it's also National Devil's Food Cake Day. And I don't think a devil's food cake and a slushy should really go together. That doesn't seem like the right thing to do. Your dentist wouldn't like that. And I don't think your stomach would like that. You might need to take some Tums or something leading up to this here. But yeah, National Devil's Food Cake Day. What's the deal with the name, right? I thought of the Dana Carvey bit from the 90s, the church lady, you know, was it named by Satan? Perhaps. We don't actually know. Even Julia Tomiak, she is the... the word nerd. She writes the Diary of a Word Nerd, and she did a bunch of research on this. And she said, basically, nobody really knows the origin of why this is called Devil's Food Cake. But coincidentally enough, there's also Angel's Food Cake. So maybe they just went devil because they had Angel. And what's the difference? Well, Angel Cake actually came first. It's usually like a white or yellow cake, and it doesn't have chocolate. The other one, it's more dense, the devil's food cake. It's more rich, and it's higher fat. So I'm going to go with the devil's food cake. I've always liked the chocolate cake. So there you go. Happy National Devil's Food Cake Day, and happy National Juice Slush Day. That is just an odd one to me, but we'll go with it. All right, let's talk about our events for today. 1971 is where we began today. A series of uncrewed Mars landers and orbiters launched on this day, the first one in the Soviet Union back in 1971, as I mentioned. Yeah, the Mars 2 became the first ship to crash land on Mars. The mission duration was 461 days until that crash landing on Mars. The last transmission date from this was July of 1972. Of course, there's a lot of talk about Mars these days. In fact, China just sent a rover to Mars recently, and that's beginning to, well, it's beginning to rove. That's what rovers do. Yeah. When are we going to send a human to Mars? Well, that's the big question, right? Well, Russia actually is currently planning to send humans in about 2045. That's their thoughts over there. Well, okay. So if you are excited about space, well, we have something coming up for you on our podcast. Good timing on the music. Learning more. Yeah, we're actually going to be doing a podcast about space exploration and the potential of space tourism. Oh, we have a new episode of Learning More coming out in just a couple of weeks. I'm not going to tell you exactly when here. All right, I'll tell you. Next week. Yeah, you don't have to wait that long. Next week, we've got space tourism, and it's going to be awesome. And guess what? We have a new episode coming out tomorrow as well, and it is about pandemic parenting. Now, we recorded this a couple of weeks ago, and this was before the vaccines were available for 12 plus. So, you know, some of the information has changed because of CDC guidelines and changes and things like that. However, it's about emotional health of your children and of the parents. So be sure to tune into that. Learning More is another podcast that we do, and the link is in the description. Okay, let's move on to our events. Once again here, we're moved back to our events, we'll say. 1992 is where we are now, and Amy Fisher came in the news. Oh, how many people remember this? Yeah, Amy Fisher shot Mary Jo Buttafuoco. Amy was 17 years old and became known as the Long Island Lolita. See, she was having an affair with Joey Buttafuoco. That was Mary Jo's husband. And the gunshot left Mary Jo deaf in one ear and partially paralyzed on her face. She had surgery, by the way, later to restore her ability to smile and some of her sense of hearing. Okay, so Amy was sentenced to 5 to 15 years in prison. She was let out on parole in 1999. Joey actually did spend some time in jail because I mentioned Amy was 17 years old. Joey and Mary Jo actually, believe it or not, stayed married through all of this until 2003. By the way, there were some other arrests there of Joey. I won't get into all of that, but those happened. While Mary Jo and Joey were still married. Okay, where are they now? As of 2019, Joey is working on a movie about his early life. Because how much fun would that movie be? That would just be exciting. Yeah, in 2012, Mary married again, but her husband passed away in 2018 from cancer. And Amy Fisher, well, she's a webcam model. That's what she's up to these days. All right, in 1994, and this whole thing could have been a case perhaps on LA Law, but LA Law on this day in 1994 ended its 8-year run. This was created by Stephen Bochco and Terry Louise Fisher. Wow, they won 15 Emmy Awards throughout its run. And you know, one of the most interesting things about this whole show was whenever Harry Hamlin was in the conference room, he was eating. It's kind of a weird thing to watch for, but if you do end up streaming this, and it's available in various sources out there, just note that Harry Hamlin's always grabbing for food in the conference room. I know, and I've worked with people like that. I'm talking to you, James. All right. There is a sequel in development for this series, and it might be coming soon here to ABC. It was announced just last December, so if you were a big fan of LA Law, you should be pretty excited right now. In 1994, Jackie Kennedy passed away in New York City, and as her son made the announcement, he said that she was surrounded by her family and her books. In 2005, Revenge of the Sith hit theaters. I wasn't a huge fan, I gotta tell you. Yeah, the original cut of this movie ran nearly 4 hours. I gotta tell you, when I watched this, it felt like it was still 4 hours. Rise of the Skywalker, by the way, is the worst ranked on Rotten Tomato. These three prequel movies and Solo take up the next four spots. Return of the Jedi is in the sixth spot. This is all according to Rotten Tomato, so it's voted on by fans. Number five is Rogue One. Number four is The Last Jedi. Three is The New Hope. The Force Awakens is two, and Empire Strikes Back is one. I do have to agree with that list. If you're going to watch them in order, I'm not going to tell you the order to watch them in because I have no idea. I don't know what the best thing to do there is, but definitely include Rogue One. I love that movie. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Grace Jones is 73. Andre the Giant was born on this day in 1946. He passed away in 1993. Malcolm X was born on this day in 1925, and he passed away in 1967. Sam Smith is 29. Marshmallow, also 29. Jojo Siwa is 18. That's your look at May 19th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart, and we're super sorry. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.